Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You're listening to the Hockey Podcast Network, your home for hockey talk covering every team in the NHL. Download at thehockeypodcastnetwork.com or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Hey Stars fans, it's Jeff Kay, public address announcer for your Dallas Stars, and you're listening to Starcastic Remarks, part of the Hockey Podcast Network. Go Stars!
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Starcastic Remarks. The Stars win with a final score 4-2 over the Arizona Coyotes to go on a four-game win streak and keep pace with the red-hot Colorado Avalanche. Let's talk about DraftKings first. Use promo code THPN to get some freebies from them. Sorry for being late, as the comment section caught on to. I was watching the Aggies March Madness game against Houston. Man, what a heartbreaker. Super fun watching the three-pointer go in to go to overtime. But, man, love the Aggies. We're not a basketball school yet, but we're getting there. Anyway, let's talk about the team that did win. Dallas Stars, like I said, four games in a row, keeping pace with Colorado Avalanche, who came from behind today from 4-0 to beat the Penguins to keep the lead in the Central Division. Both teams now sit at – how many points do they sit at? Let's see. Y'all going to have to give me a break. I'm on my own here. Both sitting at 97 points, pulling away a little bit from Winnipeg, who lost one of their games in hand. Winnipeg is now at 93. And yeah, just great game overall by the Stars. I feel like the Yotes got two good bounces. The first one was a crazy bounce. Kicked off the skates all the way to the guy in the far corner who gets a wide open net. And the other one, another deflection, a little bit better. I mean, they get traffic in front on the tail end of their power play, basically still power play, and get that to go in. So a little bit of credit there, but some lucky bounces for them. Stars finally find a way to get their goal scoring to go in. They had a lot of pressure throughout the game and just, it felt like they couldn't get anything to go. And they finally get the three, and three is all they needed thanks to some heroic efforts by Otter. Some pretty solid defending, I'd say, for the most part. And yeah, we take that kind of game when you're playing the Arizona Coyotes, and the Stars continue to rack up these points against these inferior teams, which is exactly what they have to do. And it's exactly the kind of response that, we've been talking about ever since that back-to-back losses against the Panthers and the Devils. The Stars have responded pretty much as good as they can against these bad teams, taking care of business. This is the first one that feels kind of close, and it still wasn't too close, I feel like. Since I am solo tonight, we're just going to kind of run through the scoring here real quick. So first things first, the game gets started. Stars score on their first shot of the game. Really slow, weird, lazy first 4 minutes, but first shot comes from Jamie Benn, and he buries it at 4:21 with a one-timer, looking like vintage Art Ross Jamie Benn, and that is now, I think, 5 goals in the last 4 games for Jamie Benn, so he's turning it on. He's trying to get back to his 20-goal pace that he was at last year, so he has been crazy the last few games. That whole line has just been dominant ever since Stankoven has come up on the team. That's a whole nother like trade deadline acquisition almost type player, Logan Stankoven, and it has been a huge difference for that line. Love to see Ben get back on there. Then the Yotes tied up late at the end of that first period, like I said, off of that weird deflection straight to Keller. And I wouldn't even say it was bad defending. It was a bad turnover. I'm going to give a little bit of crap to Chris Tanev here. When you pay a heavy penny for a rental for just 20, hopefully a lot more games in the playoffs, you expect to get what you pay for, really. And what we're paying for is a solid defender who can make big plays without the puck and is confident and can get the puck out of his zone with ease. And he gets that turnover, which leads to that first goal. Like I said, a little fluky, but he does still turn the puck over. Don't like to see that when you pay a lot of money for a rental, but he's been decent overall. Just a little bit of a rough game tonight, and I think that play kind of was part of it. Going into the second, the Stars start that period off really well. I mean, it's a response to that weird goal, and knowing that you shouldn't be tied 1-1 to the Yotes, they jump on him in the early going, and Tyler Seguin scores again. Just like last game, we get Jamie Benn, then Tyler Seguin, same exact thing here. Seguin scores from Suter, who had a very good game, and Duchesne early on in that second period. And that line, just like how Logan Stankoven made the Ben Johnson line so much better, Tyler Seguin has made the Duchesne Marchment line so much better. So good to see that line get clicking again. And it's crazy to think that Seguin is actually such a huge piece of that line. And I'm starting to think that just all three of those guys are just so much better when they play together. And that's what's going to make the offseason even more tough if we don't see Duchesne come back. But great play by them. Love to see those guys clicking just immediately. As soon as Seguin gets back, they are right back where they left off. Lots of goal scoring, lots of heavy forechecking from those guys. Three big forwards on that line. That'll be a lot of fun to see come playoff time as well. Second period, Yotes kind of hang on for dear life, I feel like, in that period. Stars out shoot them 16-12. Felt really downhill, and this is where it felt like they just weren't clicking on the execution side of the puck. They were getting a lot of pressure, getting pucks in deep, forechecking hard, doing all the right things, I feel like, and just couldn't get one to go. Couldn't get the passes crisp enough. Just everything was a little bit late, a little bit early. Nothing really was clicking. Brooke brings up a good point here on the comment section. Again, you're going to have to help me out a little bit, comment section, when I'm doing this solo. Refs took away a Duchesne goal. I don't remember if that was the second period or third period, but they definitely did. If it was the second period, that could be part of this no goal scoring due to lacks of execution. And yeah, Wes McCauley was the one who made that call. Y'all know how much I love Wes McCauley as a referee. Bad call there right after the no call on the trip, which might have been a good call. I don't know. That one was a little weird, but yeah, rough little section for the refs there in the middle of the game. Anyway, we go into the third period with the Stars up 2-1. And then I feel like the Stars don't get off to a good enough start early on in this period, especially with their passing, which it felt just a tick off in the second period. And we get to the third period and it just kind of felt downright lazy. I mean, the whole first, I'd say 10 minutes of that period was just lazy passes from defensemen, lazy skating from forwards, I feel like, in those first 10 minutes of the third. I think this team tried to cash that check with a 2-1 lead. And this Yotes team, I mean, we saw from last game, they played better last game in that first period, but this team isn't going to quit. These guys play hard, and a lot of credit to this Yotes team for continuing to do that even late into the regular season. But you can't just cash in a 2-1 lead on these guys. They're going to play hard. They're going to play with pride, and they absolutely did that. So they get the goal off of really some good net front work and a little bit of luck. And they get to tie it at 2-2 by Bjugstad, who had a crazy night. He had chances all over the place at 7:26. After that goal, there's a little bit of a response from the Stars. But I feel like the Yotes kind of matched it as well. I mean, both teams started skating a little bit faster after that. They felt the 2-2 happen, and they're like, all right, let's go play a 13-minute hockey game. Both teams started firing. Problem is, when you get into a track race like that, the Stars are going to come out on top. They got three lines that can play fast and with a lot of offensive power, and they started rolling over the Yotes as we went along, and that led to just the cannon of a Miro Heiskanen one-timer with the assist by the Duchesne Seguin line. And man, love to see Miro Heiskanen get back on the score sheet. Absolutely had to happen. They said it had been about a month since he had scored a goal, and he really looked like he was trying to get back on the score sheet tonight, because he was firing stuff from all over the place. That was at least the second, maybe the third, just absolute unleashed clapper by Miro Heiskanen in this game. And honestly, we need to see that a little bit more, because that was a great shot. Absolutely rifled. I honestly was surprised the twine caught it, because I thought it would go straight through. It was a cannon by Miro Heiskanen. Perfect time to do it. And he's definitely a clutch guy like that. We saw in the playoffs, I think, not last year, but 2 years ago, Miro Heiskanen can make those kind of clutch plays in the offensive zone, especially. He's always going to be consistent and solid in your own defensive end, getting pucks out, making those great stick checks that he's known for. But when it comes to the offensive side, he definitely has an inkling towards the dramatic when it comes to his goal scoring and his point producing. So love to see that back from him, especially as we head towards the playoffs. And from that point on, the Stars played a lot better to close out the third period, I feel like. Not as much offensively, but just lockdown defense. The Yotes are trying to get some strong puck pressure on the forecheck, and they really can't do it. They can't break the Stars defense. The Stars are making good, clean passes after that. And yeah, I think the Stars closed it out really well from that point on.
Hey guys, it's Ryan here. We know hockey games move fast, but with DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL, you can score faster than anything happening on the ice. This week, new customers can bet $5 and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Here's some odds for you for the Rocket Richard Trophy, which is the regular season top goal scorer. Obviously, right now, Austin Matthews leads the way. He's got a minus 330 in the odds. But you can also take a look at Sam Reinhardt of the Florida Panthers with a plus 650, David Pastrnak of the Boston Bruins with a plus 1,000, or maybe you can even go for Nikita Kucherov at a plus 2,500. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app with the code THPN. New customers bet just $5 on the NHL and get 200 instantly in bonus bets. Only on DraftKings Sportsbook with the code THPN. The crown is yours. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas. 21 plus age varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.com/hockey for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources. NHL and the NHL Shield are registered trademarks of the National Hockey League. Copyright NHL 2024, all rights reserved.
Want to give a lot of credit in this game to Otter, who we've been giving a lot of crap to, and I think that is definitely warranted. But after the last game with the Penguins, he had a couple big saves. We're like, all right, that's a good base for him to turn around. And this game is just another step in that direction, I feel like. Couple of big saves, some big glove saves, and some big blocker saves. He's had a lot of problems with the glove side, as James has pointed out a bunch of times. Dropping it early, I feel like, has been his main problem. Huge glove save tonight, keeping the glove right in the right spot and just staring the puck into it. Huge save. I can't remember exactly when that was. Again, y'all are going to have to forgive me with going solo night and being an hour late due to a emotional basketball game. But love the way Otter played tonight. Looked a lot more confident. Loved his positioning. Like I said, both hands were working tonight. Glove hand, he had some huge saves. Blocker side, he had some huge saves. He looked a lot more clean. Hopefully he can just keep on taking these steps and keep on building as we get to the playoffs and just find some momentum that he hasn't had all season. And he's doing the right things. He's getting better. And I'm feeling a lot better about it. I didn't mention the Duchesne goal. He finally breaks his 2 to 3 week, I think, goalless drought. He's just been getting stoned. Like we said earlier, a whistle was blown when Duchesne had a wide open net because Wes McCauley, being the genius that he is, didn't know that the puck was loose and didn't decide to look hard enough to find it. he gets the empty netter to hopefully break that and get the monkey off the back. We all know that empty netters aren't exactly the same as scoring when a goalie's in there, but hopefully it gives him a little bit of boost and he can get back on the score sheet pretty soon. The way that line is rolling, it feels like it's got to come pretty soon. So good to get that from Duchesne. Stars end the night with 35 shots on goal to Arizona's 28. The faceoffs were huge for the Stars tonight. They end 59% on the faceoff dot. One big setback by the Stars tonight was their power play against a not very good Arizona penalty kill. They couldn't get going at all. Power play looked pretty bad all night long. Couldn't get into the zone, which was the main problem. And that's always very frustrating. That's always seems to be the Stars' main problem. Even there were portions of the season where we really couldn't get in the zone at all and we're still scoring and we're just scoring off the rush on the power play. So hopefully those demons aren't coming back for the Stars on the power play side and they can get that figured out. I'm going to skip the hits. Hits were 35 for Arizona, 16 for Dallas. That tends to happen, and that stat tends to be a little bit slanted towards the home team as well in these things. The scorekeepers are not always as objective. But on to some out-of-town scores. Jets get blanked by the Capitals 3-0, like I mentioned earlier. That pushes them even further back. That's one of their games at hand. They lost their back-to-back games, so they played last night as well, and they played this afternoon, lost both of them, and that pushes them out. As with that big comeback, that's absolutely insane. I was watching that one as well. The Penguins just absolutely collapsed at the end of the second and into the third period and just let them charge all the way back. The Avalanche are on, I think they said that was either their eighth game or ninth game in a row. And they look absolutely crazy right now. I mean, they are scoring at will, it seems like, even when they play bad. And the Avs, if you watch the first part of this game, they look terrible compared to the Penguins. And they can still come back and win. I mean, their scoring is absolutely crazy. And Sean Walker actually gets in on the action for them, their trade line acquisition. So he's feeling good on their team as well. They're starting to look incredibly scary. And yeah, so that's kind of what happened today. And I also kind of want to take a look at the President's Trophy race, because all we've been talking about for the Stars is how we're fighting for the division. We're 1 point back from leading the league, not the division, the entire league, in points. I mean, the leader in points is the Vancouver Canucks, who we'll see, I believe, on Wednesday with 98 points. Next to them is also New York Rangers with 98. Then we're down to 97, where we have Florida, Colorado, Carolina, the Stars, and Boston. So that's seven teams within 1 point of the President's Trophy. That is absolutely insane. I can't recall a season that was this close with this many teams with a crack at the President's Trophy at the end of the season. And with the past couple of seasons that we've had with Boston, it's a little bit refreshing to actually not have everything settled 4 weeks before the season is over. It's making the end extremely exciting, not just for the Central Division, which is probably the most exciting race within this, but for the whole thing, the whole deal. All these teams are fighting each other to win a President's Trophy, which is a big deal. I mean, that's being able to raise that banner that's important for a franchise. And I think that would be important for the Stars, it's been a little bit since we've had something like that happen. So yeah, keep an eye, not just on the division, which is the most important thing, but keep an eye on the league and conference as well. Kind of want to look ahead a little bit for the Stars schedule, going on a West Coast road trip again to close out the season. San Jose is next on Tuesday. Really need to win that game. Obviously, we got to win all these games against these mediocre teams, which it's hard for you to get the same energy, I think, when you're playing these teams that are for sure out of the playoffs. But these last four games have proved Stars are doing well at that. They're looking at the division, seeing how important these games are, just in a points, just as points go. And they're finding ways to get ready and get going. This game, I think they slipped a little bit, like I said, in the beginning of that third period. They got it back, though. Wasn't like we came out of the gates not ready to play. So we got to keep the whole 60 for this next San Jose game, and we'll be set. The big test coming on Thursday against Vancouver, who technically is leading the league as far as tiebreakers go. And we mentioned after that Panthers game, which was a big deal. They were leading the league at that time, and we had a huge lead on them and gave it up again. And we've been known to do that against good teams, especially Colorado. I mentioned after that loss, this next Vancouver game is going to be a big deal. The Stars need to find a way to play good against this team and need to find a way to play good for the full 60 and lock it down if we have a lead. I really want to see a win from this team on Thursday to give me some more confidence. The way Ryan's talking, I guess he's really going to lose all hope. I don't know how much hope he has left, but if we lose on Thursday, he might be fully gone. But then to close out that road trip, we finish in Seattle, who also is a little bit lackluster so far this season. And that'll close out that road trip for the rest of the week. Really want to see three wins there. I mean, I know that's a lot to ask for from this team, especially late in the season after four straight wins. It's got to happen. This Colorado team is not slowing down. Even after a poor game tonight, they find a way to win. They're going to keep on winning. We saw last year, they did the exact same thing. I mean, they won so many games in a row to go and steal that division from the Stars. It's looking like they're going to try and do the exact same thing. So the Stars need to keep those wins up, keep racking up points, especially with how weak their schedule is. It's a necessity. Kind of want to look a little bit at what Colorado's schedule is looking like up in this next week. I haven't looked at that yet, so you're going to have to wait a second while I stall and find who they're playing. Playing the Canadiens on Tuesday, so that should be pretty simple game for them there. And then on Thursday, they're playing the Rangers, which will be a tough one. So both the Stars and the Avs are going to be playing top-tier teams. That's four President's Trophy teams battling it out on that Thursday. That'll be a lot of fun, actually. So you got to look forward to that. And then on Saturday, they are closing it out with the Predators, who are red hot still. Predators 8-0-2 in their last 10, charging up the standings, came out of nowhere to come and take that top wild card spot, and are looking pretty comfy in it as well. Could be a likely team for the Stars to face if they do win the Central at the end of the season. So big week coming up. It's going to be fun to watch the Stars take on these teams and try and give their best, even when they got maybe not the best opponents. And it's going to be, honestly, even more fun to be watching the other scores at the same time while you're watching the Stars. So get a lot of TVs up in your living room. Get all the channels going at the same time. End of the season hockey is so much fun for this reason. All the score watching, rooting for so many different teams at the same time. It's going to be a ton of fun. Close it out tonight. I guess I got to pick a biggest winner, biggest loser. I'm going to be really rude, and you guys are probably going to hate me for it. I'm going to give it to Chris Tanev for the biggest loser tonight. That turnover, I don't know why. It rubbed me the wrong way really badly. I really didn't like it. And then he had a penalty, I believe, later on in this game as well. So I don't know. When it's a rental, I feel like my expectations are so much higher for them because we're only going to see them for the short time. And we pay a pretty penny for a guy that's going to play a quarter of your season, maybe. So I don't know. I put a high bar on those guys. Biggest winner, Tyler Seguin. He gets the go-ahead goal in the second period, and he gets the primary assist on the game winner for Miro Heiskanen. He's been unstoppable since he came back. We thought it'd be a little bit of a slow start for him. Absolutely was not. He was fantastic. So biggest winner there, Tyler Seguin. Stars will play again on Tuesday night in a late, late, late game. Get some Red Bull. It's going to start at 9:30 in San Jose. It'll be an important one for the Stars. Got to keep pace with Colorado. They're not slowing down. We got to keep not slowing down. Hopefully we'll have some more people on the podcast then, and hopefully I will not wait a whole hour because of some Aggie basketball. So without further ado, oh wait, I got a couple more things to shout out. I forgot about that. I got to do Ryan's shop. Check out THPN or check out DraftKings. Use that promo code THPN. Check out the website starcastremarks.com. You will see all of the latest podcast uploads. You will see all the latest blog posts. I'm sure Ryan will do one since he wasn't able to do the podcast tonight. That's kind of his strategy as far as blog posts go. and you'll see a lot of other cool stuff. Be sure to join our Discord. You'll see a link for it on the website. Lots of fun stuff going on over there. We chat during the games all the time. We got unique inside joke emojis going on over there. So a lot of fun community stuff going on in the Discord. Be sure to check that out. And like I said, be sure to check us out again on Tuesday night. Without further ado, I'm Chris by myself. Have a good whatever. And ow. GG, boys.